Please sit. Very good morning to you. I bring blessing of God from my diocese, of the Diocese of West Malaysia, to all of you. Let's pray. Almighty God, we thank you. Now we ask you to open our eyes to see Jesus clearly, our ears that we may hear him vividly, and our hearts to be believe and follow him nearly. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Today is the Pentecost Sunday, and I remember 10 years ago, today you celebrated 150 years of this new building, and this church building. This is a second building. It started in 1856. So today it should be 160th birthday of this church, 160th, and also 160th day anniversary of the mission of the work of the church was started then in 1856. So wish you all happy anniversary, and also happy Pentecost Sunday. Some years back, I remember when I was reading a newspaper, some years back, many years, maybe 20 years ago, there was a person discovered in the Philippines jungle, in the jungle in Philippines. He's a Japanese, and he still lived there in the jungle as though that the war is still going on. But the war was already over 40 years. But he didn't receive any message in the jungle that the Japanese had surrendered. Up higher. Sorry, where are we? Oh. So this is called high tech, huh? So go higher. Hello, are you all right now? Very good. You all right at the back? Side? Everywhere okay? Wonderful. So there's this Philippine, the Japanese who live in the Philippine jungles, he thought that the war was not over, and the people discovered him and finally coaxed him to say, you come out, and the war is over. He didn't believe. So finally he was shipped back to Japan. When he went back to Japan, then he went back to his house. He was shocked of his life. He didn't realize that 40 years past, Japan has grown in high-rise buildings and highways and roadways, everything. And you know, he saw his family, and he couldn't, everybody recognized each other, but they didn't know that the things have changed. He's still living in the Japanese war, but the war was over. Japan became make peace with the world. Many of us live in this, in the church today. We are like that, living in the past. We thought we are in the New Testament, but half the time we are actually in the Old Testament. And we haven't even crossed to the New Testament yet. Why? Because on the day of Ascension, that's 10 days ago, on the day of Ascension, Jesus was ascended to heaven on the cloud, according to the scriptures, in chapter 1 of Acts. Now, chapter 2 of Acts talks about 10 days later after the Ascension is the day of Pentecost. The Pentecost is the day when the Holy Spirit come. That means to tell you that the era or the chapter of Jesus on earth closed on the day of Ascension. He left. Jesus told us in the gospel, he said he must go. Only then the Holy Spirit or the Comforter will come. If he did not go, the Comforter cannot come. So he has to finish chapter 1, then the Holy Spirit has to carry on chapter 2. If you don't end chapter 1, there's no chapter 2. So now Holy Spirit has to carry on after that. But today, when Jesus moved chapter 1, you must go to chapter 1 before you go to chapter 2. If you go straight into chapter 2, you miss out what is going on in the first chapter, and you probably won't know able to tie the story together. So sometimes we as Christians, we find it very difficult. There's a lot of challenges in our lives, and we pray and pray, we hope that there is a breakthrough. Maybe some issues in our lives, something happening, and something that we expect and we pray for, we wanted to see a breakthrough, and we find it very hard. And you know that you are there, and you know that it's full of worries and fear and stress and things like that, and you cannot get out of it. And you say, I'm a Christian, I believe in Jesus Christ, I have been baptized, been confirmed, I have the Bible study, I have the knowledge and everything, but you just can't break through. Because a lot of time we have all these things in our mind. Our head carries a lot of information, a lot of theological stuff, biblical stuff, all the Bible stories and everything that was there. And we Sunday after Sunday, we heard the scripture being preached and we say, wow, great. But it's all kept here. And here to the heart is only about 30 to 40 centimeters away. And it's 30 to 40 centimeters away, but it's the longest route in the world. Very hard from there to get there. Very hard. Somehow, it didn't work. So hard that the people have the knowledge, but very hard to practice it, to get the knowledge out to practice. Jesus knew these things. He says that I give you a lot of knowledge, the salvation knowledge. I knew that you see me, you see the Father, and I am the Father, I am one, I am one. So Jesus says, I have done a lot of things, I sacrificed, I died on the cross, everything for you, and you must believe me. That's chapter 1. And Jesus says, I'm going away. I will come back next time. In the last chapter, I'll come back. So you go chapter 1, you finish. Then chapter 2, Jesus says, I will disappear. Only the Holy Spirit will come. Now, when we still resting on chapter 1, we still enjoying chapter 1, we forgot to go to chapter 2. Now, chapter 2 has come that the Holy Spirit, now is the Holy Spirit era. On chapter 2, when we read today, that was on the first day, and Peter stood up, and a lot of people heard Peter's preaching, and Peter quoted Prophet Joel of the Old Testament. He says, in the last days, let me turn to Acts chapter 2, he says, verse 17, in the last days it shall be, God declares, then I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. He says on the last days, that means in the Holy Spirit era, it's the last days. Right? 2,000 years ago, it's the last days. And the last days is very long. It's not one day, but that days. So long time. And the Spirit of God was poured out upon us. He said, pour out upon all flesh, sons and daughters and young men and old men. I guess it covers ladies, you know, young ladies and old ladies, I guess so. So it covers everybody. Because this Greek word, the masculine word of the man, Jesus said, you are the son of God. It also covers the daughters of God. But today we want inclusive language. In the old past days, they just used one language. You know, last time he said his time, but now he said no, his and her time. You know, so this today's language. But anyway, you please, in your mind, open up and think that you can include all the gentiles inside. So then the last days you pour forth the Spirit of God upon sons and daughters, and this shall prophesy. And then you can see, young men shall see visions. But today, a lot of young men see televisions only. Now, no more television. So they look at the screen only now. You know, the LCD screen. You know, they look at the handphone screen. You know, old men shall dream dreams. They say, no, you better don't dream dreams now. But Martin Luther King said that you dream dreams. You know, I have a dream. Great men have dreams. And so now today, it's the second chapter or following chapter of Jesus' era. And I'm not saying that you don't need Jesus. You must go through chapter 1. You must have the foundation of chapter 1. You must understand Jesus. You must receive Jesus. You must know the salvation knowledge of Jesus. You must have the biblical knowledge about Jesus, about the gospel. Then and you, but don't stop there. You end up into the second era. Don't be like the Filipino man, or the Japanese man in Filipino mountains, that he only thought that it was one era, that is the war. He didn't realize the war ends. Ended. He didn't know. He thought it was still war. And he lived like that, as though that he is a soldier of the Japan Empire. But when he went back to Japan, he realized he was 40 years behind time. So I wonder today, our Christian people, how many years behind time? Are we still in chapter 1? Jesus says you must finish chapter 1, go to chapter 2. That's the experience of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is poured out upon all flesh, men and women, young and old. I like to give you one illustration. I come from Ipoh. I grew up there. I believe there are some people from Ipoh here. If you mention Ipoh, you are from Ipoh, you know what I'm trying to tell you. Ipoh has one famous store called Ipoh Old Town Coffee. If you have not tried, try. Once upon a time, 100 odd years ago, the Hainanese people came to Ipoh town. The Hainanese always gather where the Cantonese are. So the Hainanese came to Ipoh, it's a Cantonese town, and they all opened up all these coffee shop. And all these coffee shops, the Hainanese coffee, you go to the Hainanese coffee, they have this black coffee. And why? Because they use a coffee bean, and they fry the coffee bean with margarine, sugar, so it became black. And so when you use the coffee bean, and then you mix hot water with it, it come out black coffee. So you put milk, put sugar, whatever, use black coffee. So, but this company, this shop, this man, of course he's no more around 100 odd years ago, he wanted to do different things. So he did not fry the coffee bean with oil or margarine or sugar. He did not. So what he do, he used the coffee bean and he roast it. He didn't add all this margarine, but he roast it, he add something else like cocoa, or we call chocolate and things like that. It's something like the cappuccino. No, he add. And so this, the other coffee, they came out, they say black color, they call black coffee. So his one didn't come out black color, brown color. He said white coffee, black and white. So today you go to Ipoh town, they got white coffee, but actually it's not white. It's brown color. So he has a shop long time. And now you go to the old town, you go to old town in Ipoh, you go to the shop's still there. And generations comes, you know, one generation. After three generations down, this owner sent his son overseas to study. Like many families want the children to study overseas, he came and studied entrepreneurship, came back, you tell the father, "Daddy, I can expand your business." The daddy says, "How? You know, we can franchise it, we can do it big." Father said, "No way, over my dead body." So finally the father was very old, couldn't do, and I passed it to the son. The son took over, and immediately he created the 3-in-1, the coffee. Those days when the father was around, you want to drink the white coffee, you have to go to the shop. You cannot drink, or you buy the powder, go home, that's all. And those powder, but now it's 3-in-1, now he make it worldwide. And now it became franchise everywhere, old town coffee, everywhere worldwide. This man, is the story that I want to use is something like that. He didn't change the coffee. The coffee is the same. He repackaged it. And he do it relevant to the time. He repackaged it, and now the coffee moves out all over the world. I'm sure you see, you're watching the Batman and Superman and all this now modern day. What's the new show that's going on? What's the name of the present day? Now in the movie, Oh, sorry, you didn't watch movie. You are not the people. You only watch internet. Huh? But anyway, when I was, when my children were younger, my children loved to watch the Transformers. You know, those Transformers, you know. No, when it is like when we are in a bus, the bus is called, you know, the Church of Jesus. Church of Jesus, the bus. So when you enter the bus, in the olden days, the bus driver is Jesus. So we are the passenger. We follow the bus driver, Jesus. And Jesus says, oh, my time is up and I have to clock out. So clock in, new guy, is called the Holy Spirit. Now Holy Spirit the driver. Jesus time, Jesus was the driver. We were the passenger. Now the Holy Spirit is the driver, we are the passenger. But when the Holy Spirit drive the bus, it became a transformer. So suddenly got wings come out. You know, the jet come out, and it's not riding on the road, but it's flying. Suddenly, we are not able to follow. We are not able, we got scared, we got panicked, because we have never gone that way. It's just like on the roller coaster, and suddenly their heart, come out, you know, roller coaster. So, the Holy Spirit is taking us, like the Spirit of God, poured upon all flesh, taking of us in a different dimension. Today, we are sometimes very behind time. We still thought Jesus is the driver. Jesus says, yes, you must have chapter one. You go through, you must have the foundation of my word. Everything must have that. But then you live on chapter two. When the Holy Spirit come, he will take you and fly. No wonder many times we couldn't get breakthrough because we are still applying the old ways. Just like the father of the old white coffee shop. He depend on the olden days, every coffee, $1. How many cups of coffee can you sell in order to make $1 million? So he was not able to reach that way. When the sun come, the sun took the same coffee bean and coffee powder, and he take it big way. Now it's spread around the world. It's not 1 million, it's millions and millions, because he sell in a different light, different way. It's the same coffee bean, same coffee mix. So today, we believe in the same faith, same Jesus, and same belief. But we must follow the Spirit of God to move in the direction, the way the Spirit leads. The way the Spirit leads, He will take you like a transformer. The bus is not ordinary bus, it's now at wings, and it flies. So the Spirit wants to take us beyond. He wants us to break through. So, but we live is still the same. And in the olden days, so very hard for us to get out. That's why he says, when the Spirit of God comes, you shall be witnesses not only in Jerusalem, not only in Judea or Samaria, but to the ends of the world. You and I today become Christian here is because someone believed that and followed the Spirit, and they became missionaries and came to this part of the world. I told you 160 years ago, people came. We were not born. Parents are not born as well, but we came. They came here and they started the mission of God here, because they didn't think that the mission is only in UK, only in America, only in the West. They believe the mission should be around the world. So today, let us begin again. The Holy Spirit, the Bible tells us that when Jesus leaves, the Holy Spirit comes. When he comes, he will convict the world of sin. The world, the people of the world, and the world at large. That means more people need to know. And he will guide you into all truth. And he will lead you to bring glory to Jesus. The Holy Spirit will not speak about himself. He will speak about Jesus. So you are not leaving out Jesus or going away, but you are still in the same book, same different chapter, but chapter one, you go to chapter two, now is the moving into the Spirit era. So today I want to say to you, that's the channel that we need ourselves to be in. We need to really seek God. Now how do we do that? A lot of people say, does the Holy Spirit come, you must only speak in tongues, or you must be fall on the ground? But you look at the scripture, here it says that when the Spirit of God comes, people see visions, people dream dreams, River prophesy. There's so many things you cannot put God in a box that he only do one thing. But he does wonders. I want to give you an illustration of my own life. Many years ago, some 40 years ago, I studied overseas. At the age of 20, I became a Christian. My family were not Christian then. No one. And when I became a Christian in my family in Australia, at the time when I was studying then, and I wrote a letter back home, told my family that I am a Christian now, I want to get baptized. You know what happened? My father, at that time, there's no handphone, no internet, so he has a cassette. He recorded cassette, and I told him that I become Christian. He recorded a cassette. 2 hours, he's scolding me there. 2 hours. Scold. I send money to you not to become Christian. No. Scold. I should have kept that to archive it, but I deleted it. I should have archived it. Then now I can prove. But then when I became a Christian, I was so hungry about the Word of God. I read the Bible. Because the first time I read the Bible, and I got so much information and so excited, and I had a knowledge of the Bible, everything. But then I remember the first 3 years of my life, every time when the preacher, at those days the preacher liked that. These days the preacher don't speak like that. Those days the preacher then, you know, they will say, "The harvest is plentiful and the workers are few. Can you be the worker? You might be, you may be worker." Oh, I put down myself, slow down. It's not me. I always think that the preacher is looking at my neighbor, you know, the one in front, the one behind, the one beside, not me. I always very scared of the preacher, you know, so I thought it cannot be me. But I was a Christian, baptized, Bible study, understanding a lot of things. But then I was not ready for that. Until one day, after 3 years of Christian, become Christian, one day I was facing quite a difficulty because exam is coming in October in Australia. So in August, by August, I have not done my study yet. In the university, in the third year, I have 4 years to study, the third year, I have not done. So I was worried, you know, worried because if I fail, my father already warned me, I only give you one chance, no chance anymore, we have no money, one chance. So I was worried, you know, if I fail, I need to repeat, and also very, very panicked. So what I did, you know, so worried that but one thing good, when I was a young Christian, I was told by the senior Christian, whenever you open your book to read, it could be a storybook, it could be a textbook, any book, just pray for God's guidance for you to understand. So I got this habit. Until today, I get this habit. I keep praying. I mean, whenever a book is open, I'll pray. I'll just pray. So I got this habit. So when I opened the book, I wanted to study, then I start to pray. But then my prayer was concentrated on the worries and fear that I didn't finish, if what happened if I don't pass. So I was worried over those things. And then I remember, that is 40 years ago, I remember one thing I say during the prayer. I remember I say, "God, I have all these problems, but I don't care. Now I give up everything and you take over, you run the show, you take over." And then suddenly, about 2 meters away from behind me, I heard a voice, a man's voice, and the voice say the same thing twice, repeated, you know, just say twice. And at that time, I didn't know it was a Bible verse, but it was a Bible verse. Then later on, I found out that it was a Bible verse, and the verse says that you do not belong to yourself anymore. I have bought you with a price. With my blood. Then later on I realized it was in Corinthians. So then at that time, I suddenly heard this thing twice. I knew that I chose a corner in the library, no one around, I chose a quiet corner, and then this thing appeared twice. Then I suddenly found and felt my feet was warm. And from the feet there up, the warmth came up, right up to me and to my head, you know, and then there was like I was holding a big stone, like a big burden stone. The stone cracked and dropped off. At that time, I can sense it, that my face was all red because it's so warm. If I put a crack an egg on top of my head, I probably was cooked by then. So warm, you know. I felt the warmness in my life. It's just suddenly like all these worries and all these fears all went away. So I didn't study that day. I closed my books and put my bags, and I ran to a friend and shared with him and prayed with him. And since that was a Wednesday, in 1977, long time ago, it was a Wednesday. And then on that Sunday, I didn't hear the preacher preach anything. I was in the church, was very elated, very joyful. I didn't hear anything, but I remember the last song. The last song that was sung, the hymn was sung, it was, "All to Jesus I Surrender." All to Jesus I surrender. Remember the song? Very familiar song. And that song, when it was sung, I walked out alone and knew in front. I think the pastor then, the priest then, was very surprised. I never give altar call and then there was someone who come. And, it may encourage him. But I came, and then at the end of service, the pastor brought me aside, asked me, is there anything you want to tell me? How shall I help you? Then I told him that, I'm now ready to commit my life to God. I don't know what God wants, but I'm ready. That is so many years ago, and until today, that I walk this journey. Of course, I finished my college and my university. As an engineer, I worked a couple of years, but this burden, this sound was still there. So finally, I gave up everything. I came into the seminary and study, and then became a priest. So I want to say to you, today, don't limit God. Seek Him, ask Him. The Bible says that if you truly seek Him, you will find Him. You ask, He will let you know. You knock, He will open the door for you. So seek Him, and don't limit God that only come one way. And the Holy Spirit will come many ways. Look here. Here is already written three types of way. He can prophesy, He can see vision, He can dream dreams. And sometimes, like me, He can hear the sound of God, the voice of God. And He can absorb many different ways as long as that encounter comes to your life. But don't let it be once. But the encounter, I can keep telling you how many encounters I have. But next time, if they re-invite me back, and next time I tell you other encounters. There are many encounters, because these encounters are the one you can tell you that the Holy Spirit is still the driver. Today I want to encourage you that the Holy Spirit is the driver today. He may take you like a bus, drive like a bus, ordinary road. He can make wings and transform it and fly you to the new place, new avenue, and new dimension altogether. The Holy Spirit took Peter, who was so fearful, and the disciples, and he preached in front of 3,000. Then later on, 5,000. Then later on, day by day. And the Holy Spirit took Paul, went to cities and cities in Asia and in Europe, and even took Paul right up to Rome. And the Holy Spirit took many of the missionaries from UK, including Peter Cook, and came here 100 years, 200 years, start mission school, start hospitals, start welfare centers. This Holy Spirit bring them all across. And there are still people crossing the world, the globe, because the Holy Spirit touched them and they responded to the Holy Spirit. So it's time, the church, we need to go back to the Holy Spirit. And if we are in the era of the Holy Spirit, before the next chapter comes, next chapter Jesus says, "I will come back," then it will be Jesus' chapter again. Now it's a Holy Spirit's chapter. Let's move with it. But I'm not saying, please don't misunderstand me, I'm not saying that we don't need Jesus. I'm not saying that we still need the foundation of Jesus. We still need the faith of Jesus. We still need the salvation knowledge of Jesus. We still need the word of God. We still need all these things. That's chapter 1. That you must have chapter 1. Then you only launch into chapter 2. Then work with the Holy Spirit. And you will see wonders. Let's pray. Almighty God, thank you for your word. I pray the Holy Spirit will come so vividly and clear into each of my brothers and sisters' life, that they will see you through vision, dreams, prophecy, and even hear your voice and your sound, and even sense your direction and leading. And Lord, we pray, there's so many wonders of the world that could be able to reveal to them to see the work of the Holy Spirit. I pray that their life will have breakthrough every day, and breakthrough and will overcome the fears, because with God and in the power of God, there's no fear, because the love of God is with us. And Lord, we pray that they will have breakthrough. They will have no stress and worries. The stress may come, but you give them strength to face it. And you give them courage to face it. You give them all this dimension and the potential that they can rise above all these problems of the world. We ask the Lord that you will make their life so exciting and so transforming that they will affect the lives of many people around them, even their own families, or their children, or their grandchildren, or their friends, or their brothers and sisters, and all their parents. So we can commend all of us to you in this special day of the Pentecost Sunday, and the 160th anniversary of this church, St. Andrew's, and on the Mission Sunday and the Diocesan Sunday. So we ask for love and grace and transformation from you. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.